Okay, so we'll continue our discussion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to begin this with this hadith from Bukhari. The Prophet says that إِنَّ اللَّهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ إِسْمًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 beautiful names. Whoever makes ihsa of these names, and I'm going to explain what ihsa means, this person will go to Jannah. Some people think that if you memorize the names of Allah, you'll go to Jannah. It's an acceptable meaning, but the most important thing about ihsa is to understand the meaning of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you apply them to your life. For example, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Razzaq, it is good to know the name, but it is also as important to understand the meaning of the name. So what does Ar-Razzaq mean? Does anyone know Ar-Razzaq? No. Yes?
The one who gives.
Exactly, Ahsan. The provider, the one who provides for you. So if you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Razzaq, so your rizq is coming from Him, not from anyone else. So if you work for a company and they give you money, your salary, they are basically like the FedEx person. So they give you the rizq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem, He is the most generous. So you understand the meaning of the name and you know that whatever you ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give it to you if it is good for you. And so on and so forth. Does this mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only 99 names? Or there could be more names? Yes. There are more names, way more names. They could be in the hundreds. So in a hadith by Abu Hurairah, the 99 names are listed. But this is just like saying, I have $1,000 for sadaqah. Does this mean that I have only $1,000 in my bank account or I have more? I have more, but this is the $1,000 I'm giving out for sadaqah, but I have millions in my bank account. But this is the one that is going out for sadaqah. There is something interesting that I want to share with you today about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we have some qualities and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may share some qualities by name only. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Alim. He has knowledge, right? Some of us are called ulama, scholars. They have knowledge. So what is our knowledge compared to the knowledge of Allah? There is no comparison. So our knowledge is basically like a drop in the ocean of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hayy. He has life. He's the living. We also have a life. We're not dead. We have a life. But what is our life compared to His?
Nothing.
We have powers, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qadir or Al-Qadir. He is the most powerful. So what is our power compared to His? Zero. Nothing. So this is one aspect. The other thing is, our qualities are changing. They change based on the time and they based on the place, based on our conditions, but the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never change. So for example, I'm going to invite two volunteers. If I can get Abdul Majid and the sister here with the nice glasses. What's your name again?
Durra.
Durra, mashallah. So, you have changing qualities. So for example, you like me, you don't like this guy, right? And if you have food or candy. So what are the chances of giving me and not giving him? You will give me, but you will not give him, right? Because you don't like him, right? Thank you. Jazakallah. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to rizq, He created us, so He provides for those He likes and those He doesn't like. He says in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhibbul muhsinin. He likes the people who do good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhibbu as-sabirin. He loves the people who are patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhibbu al-muttaqin. There are so many qualities in the Quran. So He loves the people who do good, but the people who commit dhulm, those who abuse others, Allah doesn't like them. But still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the arrogant. لا يحب المستكبرين المتكبرين. But He provides for everyone. He gives all food and drink and air to breathe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, so He provides for everyone. Those whom He likes and those He doesn't like. So say for example, if someone like Stalin or someone like those guys, people who deny His existence. They say that Allah, Karl Marx and all these people, the communists, they say that Allah doesn't exist. And there are hundreds of thousands who believe that God doesn't even exist, right? They deny His existence. He doesn't exist. So does Allah provide for them or not? He provides for them. So those who deny His very existence, He still gives to them. Even if He doesn't like their disbelief, their atheism. So if someone denies the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it was me, I'm a human being, and I change my mind based on my situation, whether I like you or not like you. So say for example, if air supplies were up to a human being like me, if I like someone, they're good to me, I'm gonna provide them with air. They will breathe freely. But if someone has been nasty to me, or I give them air and they say, well, Mr. Mustafa, you don't exist. Well, thank you. I'm cutting your air supplies and you will choke and die. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do this. So now you see the difference between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when you keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are told in the Quran that Allah loves it when you keep asking Him. But as for human beings, if you keep asking them for food or for money or to borrow their car, they will hate it. Like if you borrow someone's car today, okay, they will give it to you. If you keep borrowing the car or asking them for money or food every single day, they will hate you. They will unfriend you. They will not be your friends anymore. Because people don't like to be asked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to be asked. حتى في الشعر الناس اللي بتحب العربي الله يغضب إن تركت سؤاله وبني آدم حين يسأل يغضب. The human beings, the more you ask them, the more they hate you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you don't ask Him, He's not happy with you because He is the one to be asked. So again, this is the difference between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's another quality, I'll conclude with this. I have 2 minutes, inshallah. So there's a very interesting thing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Who knows Surah Rahman? Raise your hand if you know Surah Rahman. If you read the Surah before or if you memorized the Surah.
No.
At the end of the Surah, تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Okay, I'll make it easy for you. Who knows Surah A'la? سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Almost everyone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you to glorify not only Him, but His names. In Surah A'la, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Even the names of Allah are glorified. At the end of Surah Rahman, تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Blessed is the name of Allah, the Lord of honor and majesty and greatness. The reason for this is, not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is glorified, but His names as well. And the reason is, the names fit Him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem, He's always Kareem. There's nothing that changes about Him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, He's always Rahman and Rahim. But I would tell you this with all confidence that there are so many human beings that I meet. If you know a little bit about the Arabic language, for example, I'll just give one example. Most of the Arabic names are adjectives. Hassan is an adjective. It means the good, the beautiful one. Jamil means the handsome one. And for the female, you put a ta at the end. Jamil, Jamila, Hassana, Hassan, and so on and so forth. Mustafa, the chosen one. Karim, the generous one. So most Arabic names are adjectives. Muhammad, his name is the praised one. And so on and so forth. Most of the Arabic names are adjectives. I can't tell you how many times I came across that someone with a name, and the name has nothing to do with them. I've come across Kareems who are very cheap. Like if you ask them for something, they will say, well, shoot me first. You know what Kareems mean? Generous. I've seen a brother in one of the masajid. This guy was like, he was picking on everyone in the masjid. And if you take a mushaf and you put it somewhere else in the masjid, he snaps, right? He goes crazy. And I was new in the masjid and I didn't know his name. He was always yelling, he was always fighting and picking on people. And I went up to him and say, oh, how are you doing, brother? Please don't punch me in the face for asking about your name. Well, what's your name? And he said, Sabir, the patient one. You know, patient in Arabic could mean sabir, and it could also mean marid, right? The sick one, like patient in English, right? How many times I've come across someone whose name is Saeed, and he's always like this. Saeed means happy in Arabic. But when you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kareem, He is Kareem. If you say He is Rahman Rahim, He's always Rahman Rahim. The name fits Him perfectly, and this is why not only He is glorified and praised, the names are also perfect, they are glorified and praised. We'll see you tomorrow for the questions and answers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and your family, give you the best and tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.